Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The DAF Revolution, Making a Difference in Our Modern World by Ted Hart is a non-fiction guide to donor-advised funds, one of the most prominent giving structures in contemporary philanthropy. Written for donors, philanthropic advisors, nonprofit executives, and policy observers, the book explains how DAFs work, why they have expanded rapidly, and how different participants can use them responsibly. Hart approaches the subject from a practitioner perspective, drawing on his background in philanthropy and on input from professionals in law, finance, nonprofit management, and charitable giving. Rather than treating DAFs only as a tax or wealth planning tool, the book frames them as a practical infrastructure for organizing charitable intent, managing compliance, and distributing grants over time. Its purpose is both explanatory and evaluative. It clarifies the mechanics of DAF giving, while also addressing questions about transparency, timing, nonprofit readiness, and the public responsibilities attached to charitable assets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, donor-advised funds as a central mechanism in modern giving. A core subject of the DAF revolution is the rise of donor-advised funds from a specialized charitable account into a widely used giving vehicle. Hart presents DAFs as a mechanism that separates the timing of a charitable contribution from the later recommendation of grants to operating charities. This distinction is important because it helps explain both the appeal and the debate around DAFs. Donors can make an irrevocable charitable contribution, receive the relevant tax treatment, and then recommend distributions over time as philanthropic priorities develop. The book emphasizes that this structure can support both immediate giving and longer-term charitable planning. Its importance is not limited to affluent households. It also affects nonprofit fundraising strategies, advisor practices, and institutional grant administration. Hart treats the DAF as infrastructure rather than merely an account, because it links donor intent, investment stewardship, regulatory compliance, and nonprofit grant eligibility. This framing gives readers a practical vocabulary for understanding why DAFs have become influential and why their growth has drawn attention from fundraisers, regulators, and the broader philanthropic sector. Secondly, a practical roadmap for donors, advisors, and nonprofit leaders. The book is structured around the needs of multiple participants in the philanthropic process, not only the donor. For donors, Hart explains how a DAF can simplify giving, consolidate charitable records, and create a more deliberate process for selecting recipients. For advisors, the book situates DAFs within broader conversations about financial planning, estate planning, tax strategy, and family philanthropy. For nonprofit leaders, it highlights the importance of recognizing DAF donors, understanding grant flows, and maintaining readiness to receive funds through sponsoring organizations. This multi-audience approach is significant because DAFs are often misunderstood when viewed from only one perspective. A donor may see convenience, while a nonprofit may see delayed or anonymous giving, and a policymaker may see questions about public benefit. Hart attempts to create a shared framework that allows these parties to interpret the same structure with more precision. The practical value lies in connecting decisions that are often treated separately: how donors contribute, how advisors counsel them, how sponsors administer accounts, and how nonprofits position themselves to receive grants. Thirdly, compliance readiness as a condition for unlocking grant dollars. One of the book's more operational themes is that nonprofit eligibility and documentation matter deeply in DAF giving. Hart gives particular attention to compliance because DAF sponsors must follow rules before approving grants, especially when money crosses borders or goes to organizations with complex legal status. This focus shifts the discussion away from personal connections and toward institutional preparedness. For nonprofits, the practical implication is clear, strong governance records, accurate legal information, financial transparency, and the ability to satisfy due diligence requirements can affect whether a grant moves forward smoothly. The book connects this readiness to trust. Donors and sponsors may be willing to support meaningful work, but they need assurance that funds will be used for legitimate charitable purposes and handled within applicable rules. This is especially relevant for international NGOs seeking support from United States-based charitable sources. By describing compliance as part of philanthropic capacity, Hart broadens the conversation beyond fundraising appeals. He suggests that administrative discipline is not separate from mission. It is one of the conditions that allows mission funding to travel responsibly. Fourthly, balancing the human purpose of philanthropy with technical rules, the DAF revolution does not treat donor-advised funds as purely technical instruments, even though tax treatment, grant procedures, and regulatory standards are central to the topic. Hart repeatedly connects the mechanics of DAFs to the underlying purpose of philanthropy, enabling people to support causes, institutions, and communities they care about. This balance is important because discussions of DAFs can easily become polarized. Supporters may focus on efficiency and flexibility, while critics may focus on delayed distribution or limited visibility into donor behavior. HART's approach is to keep the human intention in view while still acknowledging the need for disciplined administration. The result is a pragmatic argument that structure and purpose should reinforce each other. A DAF can help a donor give more thoughtfully, but only if the donor actively recommends grants and uses the account as a tool for impact rather than as a passive holding place. The book, therefore, encourages readers to evaluate DAFs not only by their convenience, but by whether they help charitable resources reach effective organizations in a timely and responsible way. Lastly, a framework for evaluating policy questions without reducing DAFs to controversy. HART addresses the public questions surrounding donor-advised funds by treating them as issues to be evaluated rather than dismissed. DAFs attract scrutiny because charitable assets receive favorable tax treatment before the final operating charity receives the grant. This raises legitimate questions about payout timing, transparency, donor control, and the responsibilities of sponsoring organizations. The book's contribution is to place those concerns inside a broader framework that includes the benefits of DAFs as well as their limitations. HART emphasizes that different stakeholders measure success differently. Donors may value flexibility, nonprofits may value predictable grants. Advisors may value planning efficiency, and policymakers may focus on public accountability. By distinguishing these perspectives, the book avoids a simplistic defense or condemnation of the vehicle. It encourages a more precise debate about how DAFs should be used, reported, and understood. This matters because policy discussions can shape donor behavior and nonprofit expectations. A useful evaluation of DAFs must consider both charitable intent and the practical systems needed to turn that intent into actual grants. In conclusion, the DAF revolution is best suited for readers who need a clear, applied understanding of donor-advised funds rather than a narrow tax manual or a general book on generosity. Donors can use it to think more strategically about how charitable assets are contributed, organized, and granted. Advisors can use it to understand how DAFs fit within client planning and philanthropic conversations. Nonprofit leaders can benefit from its attention to grant readiness, compliance, donor relationships, and the practical realities of receiving funds through sponsoring organizations. Policymakers and sector observers may find value in its stakeholder framework, which treats DAFs as both useful tools and subjects of legitimate public scrutiny. What makes the book stand out in its category is its broad positioning. Many resources on DAFs focus on tax advantages, financial planning, or advocacy for or against the structure. HART instead presents DAFs as a working system involving donors, sponsors, advisors, regulators, and nonprofits. That system's view helps explain why DAFs have become influential and why they remain debated. The book's practical strength is that it links technical rules with philanthropic purpose, showing that effective giving depends not only on generosity, but also on structure, timing, documentation, and accountability. If you would like to support Ted HART, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.